This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
He's still out there somewhere, the gunman who opened fire on a subway train in Brooklyn yesterday. The AP's Mike Gracia on the search.
Authorities said Tuesday night they remain on the hunt for a gunman who wore a gas mask and construction vest and fired at least 33 bullets in a rush hour New York City subway train. At least 10 people were wounded, but miraculously no one died. New York City Police Commissioner Keechant Sewell said the focus of the investigation is on the renter of a van possibly connected to the attack.
We do have a person of interest in this investigation.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul said neighboring states will assist in the hunt. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Biden's using a word he hasn't used before in describing what Russia is doing in Ukraine.
Yes, I called it genocide.
The AP's Sagar Magani with what the president's saying about Russia's Vladimir Putin.
The president says it's become clear Putin's trying to wipe out the idea of even being a Ukrainian.
The evidence is mounting.
The U.S. is party to a U.N. treaty requiring intervention once genocide's formally identified. One reason past presidents often avoided using the term. This president says he'll let lawyers decide if it qualifies, adding, "It sure seems that way to me."
A tourist bus collided with a truck on a highway in Egypt and burst into flames, killing at least 10 people. In Texas, they saw hail the size of grapefruit yesterday, several tornadoes, too. There's widespread damage north of Austin. Pilots at Southwest Airlines say fatigue from poor scheduling is a growing problem, and it's raising safety concerns. The union officials say the number of pilots asking to be relieved from a flight assignment because of fatigue jumped 330% in March compared with the same month before the pandemic. This is AP News. Now to the Justice Department.
The Justice Department's denied a House committee request to disclose the contents of sensitive documents that Donald Trump took with him after leaving the White House in 2021. The Department of Justice has told the National Archives not to share information related to the contents of some 15 boxes of sensitive and potentially classified documents removed from the White House by then outgoing President Donald Trump. A source says the decision's part of an effort to protect confidential information that may compromise an ongoing investigation. But this could be a setback for Democrats on the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, which is investigating Trump's handling of government information. The committee chairwoman, New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, has accused the Justice Department of obstructing the panel's expanded investigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.